I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another episode of Metro Matters. I'm Shivani Singh. After breathing clean air for months, Delhi is staring at the onset of bad air pollution. The weather is changing, and crop residue burning in neighboring states has started. Burning of firecrackers during Diwali is prohibited, but we are not sure if all residents will follow this ban. The preemptive measures under the Graded Response Action Plan to control winter pollution have already come into force. Let's talk to Sunita Narayan, member of the Supreme Court-mandated Environment Pollution Prevention and Control Authority. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Shivani.
The Delhi government has been saying that pollution levels in Delhi have gone down by 25% in the last 4 years. Do you agree with this assessment?
So actually, the Center for Science and Environment, CSE, has done an assessment. And it is our assessment that pollution curve is definitely bent. And it is 25% lower in the last 3 years, if you take the average of last 3 years, versus the previous 3 years. So we are saying we are stabilizing pollution. We have even bent the curve. But what we have to also remember is that we are also saying in that same document that we have 65% more to bend the curve, more reduction to happen for us to have clean air.
Where are we going right?
So I think a lot has happened. I think the most important thing in my view is there is a collective outrage in Delhi today. Mm. And the outrage is coming from people who are angry at the pollution. They care about toxic air. They know the impact on their health. So if you look at it, the first good step that we took was that the government came up with a health index, an AQI. They said, here is the level of pollution and how bad is it related to your health, we give you a number. So now when you look at your phone, you know that I'm in the red category, green category, orange, but that red and orange actually has a relationship to your health. So that's the outrage. We are now connecting the dots between the pollution and our health. So that has led citizen action, number one. Number two, we have an incredible network of air pollution monitoring stations in Delhi, which tell us what is the state of pollution. And I say this particularly because most other parts of India do not have it. And that is why most people in India think, you know, people in Delhi think they can escape to some other part of India and they'll breathe clean air. Actually, they just don't know how bad it is. Okay. Thirdly, there have been some big steps taken. One, there has been a whole step to be able to control the fuel that we use. The ban on Badarpur power plant, the ban on the use of coal in Delhi, the ban on pet coke and furnace oil, also in NCR, the shift to more gas, both for power and for combustion. The fact is that we have had controls on truck traffic coming into Delhi. The truck traffic has definitely reduced, and now with RFID reducing even further. You have the eastern and western peripheral expressways having built. A lot of traffic is going through a bypass over there, not coming in through Delhi. So, and then, of course, you have BS6 fuel that has come in. BS6 vehicles will come in. So I think a lot has been done. In fact, if you look at the list, checklist of what would be a pollution checklist, anti-pollution measures, most of those things have been done. So the good news here is governments have acted. State government, central government, they have both acted. The bad news is that even after all of them acting, we still have 65% pollution to be reduced.
Where are we lagging behind?
So that's the very good question. And I think that's where we need to understand. Why is Delhi today facing a pollution spike. Winter is coming. Temperatures are therefore falling, just about to fall. Wind has slowed. Monsoons are retreating. That is making sure that the local air pollution, which was also there a month ago, yes, it isn't that the sources of pollution have gone. Mm-hmm. But today you feel it more because that wind is basically making sure that the pollutants are trapped, mm-hmm, and they're close to the surface and you're breathing them, you're seeing them. And that is only going to increase. Now, combined with this, you have crop fires that are going to happen. But please be clear, crop fires are episodal. They will happen for a month. Also, let's be clear that in the worst period, crop fires will contribute. They are an important source, but they are not the only source. Our local pollution is the worst. So when you look at the way ahead, the biggest challenge now is to control local air pollution, garbage burning, dust pollution, construction dust. You're talking about massive amounts of pollution because of factories which are still using coal in this region. So you will have to do massive cleanup because when the winter comes and the wind slows and the moisture increases, those pollutants which gave you a relatively good summer, a relatively good monsoon period, those same sources of pollution will now choke you. So we have to fix that. That means enforcement, enforcement, enforcement.
So do you think we've done enough in terms of getting transportation upgrades, increasing the number of buses, ensuring last mile connectivity for metro?
Very, very good question. See, vehicular pollution is one of our most critical sources of air pollution. The numbers may differ, but it's anywhere between 20 to 30% contributor to the PM 2.5 that we have, even higher when you look at NOx pollution. Now, what we have done currently has been to clean up the quality of fuel, and we will get a new generation of BS6 vehicles on the road from April. Another thing that has happened, which is good, which you will have to give government credit for, is that because the price differential between petrol and diesel, yes, has gone down, mm-hmm, diesel car sales have come down. Mm-hmm. So those are good news. Mm-hmm. But we are still far, far off the mark. I mean, if you really are serious about vehicular pollution, you have to talk about getting cars off the road. To get cars off the road, you have to augment your public transport, yes, system. Now, this is the Achilles heel currently. In the last, literally in the last 5 years, this city has added 25 new buses. So you have to enhance your public transport system. And that is where I think, whether it's Delhi government, whether it's UP government, whether it's Haryana government, they are pathetically, their track record in that is abysmal. And I think that's where we'll need to push action in the days to come.
Delhi government has gone ahead and announced an odd and even, yeah, road rationing arrangement,
yeah,
between 4th and 15th November,
yeah,
without waiting for EPCA to give directions. Do you think it's been a wise move?
No, I think the government is a sovereign government. If they have gone ahead and announced it, I think it is good. But let's be clear, what does the GRAP say? GRAP says two things. One, that odd and even comes in when pollution is severe. It can also come in as a preventive action, which is what the Delhi government has gone ahead and said it is doing as a preventive action. But then let's also be clear on two things. One, GRAP is very clear, exemptions will have to be limited. Mm-hmm. Because if you do exemptions with odd and even, then actually you're defeating the very purpose. Now, I have seen the Delhi government is still debating, and I'm hoping they will come up with a decision to stop also two-wheelers. Mm-hmm. Because if you allow two-wheelers, then you're basically not, then you don't get the advantage. Odd and even has to mean actually getting cars and two-wheelers off the road. And we know that two-wheelers are a maximum, are a big source of pollution as well. The second thing is that this is a very good precedent the Delhi government has brought in. I welcome odd and even. I've always been in favor of odd and even. It's part of the GRAP action plan. But for it to have benefits for pollution, exemptions have to be minimal. And of course, you need to have viable public transport. I mean, one of the actions under GRAP is to enhance parking fees by 2 to 3%. And last few years, every time we've tried to do that, Delhi government has written to us saying, please don't do that because we don't have public transport. There is no viable option. So I think now let's be clear that if the Delhi government has taken this, and I think very good action they've taken, then it basically opens the door now for GRAP to be fully implemented in Delhi, which means Auden even to come in every time pollution turns severe, and also the parking fee to be enhanced.
Thank you so much.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.